Work Inspired by Azoth of the Philosophers by Nikki Shiro, SRC.
Since my earliest memories, I have been preoccupied with the human condition. The art I make is on some level a visual diary of my explorations of this subject. Disturbed by social and political paradigms, I began asking myself, how could my art in the Rosicrucian context contribute to peace, a future where people were reconnected to themselves, to each other, and nature? I thought to get past cognitive dissonance that I might look to higher symbolism, images that nudged at the heart and soul, overriding the petty, mundane identifications of the ego. I began to reintroduce ancient mystical and alchemical principles that I believe can, do, and will serve humanity, today and always. The works in this grouping are from a series based on the Azoth of the Philosophers, an alchemical image that breaks down the steps of transmutation, a path to achieve the Philosopher's Stone, spiritual enlightenment, or the Rosicrucian state. The Grand Secretary prepositioned a group of Rosicrucian artists to re-render the Azoth with a philosopher that was more androgynous. I leaned into an Egyptian-Greek aesthetic, which seemed to nicely connect with our order's origins, and I tried to keep the race neutral. The king and queen became people of color, since existing alchemical images already well represent Caucasian figures.